Morning, Sergeant Major.
Oh, hello, Brigadier.
So, this parade thingy. Yes. It's a bit uptight, isn't it? How about we get them to amble instead of march?
Oh, the Cardiff train is late again.
Sorry, Skeletor. There was a delay in Swansea, innit?
Sorry, eh? I'll get you next time.
Hey, Boris. I'm hungry, Boris.
You're always hungry, poor chap.
Will you two shut up? I'm trying to think here. Yeah, shut up, you two. The boss is trying to think.
I was right sorry to hear about Peter Grimshaw.
Hey, but he didn't like steer us core, man.
That's his baby. I said that's his baby. He were very fond of his pigeons.
Aye, and enough to pint a bitter at Labour Club too. Sup, dude?
Get up, you waste of space!
No way, man. That is not cool.
I want you to get a decent haircut. Wear some decent clothes and start looking for a job.
Great heavens! He cried, waving his arms. What's this? What happened? Where'd it come from? It's a giant head. Who did it?
I did, George said.
Look at me! Grandma shouted from the rooftop. Never mind the hen. What about me?
Shut up, Grandma.
It's fantastic, Mr. Cranky shouted, dancing round and round. It's colossal! It's gigantic! It's tremendous! It's a miracle!
How'd you do it, George?
George started telling his father about the magic medicine. While he was doing this, the big brown hen sat down in the middle of the yard and went bark, 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 bark. Everyone stared at it.
That egg would make scrambled eggs for 20 people, Mrs. Cranky said.